Yepashas Bishalach. The first pasuk, Vayihi Bishalach Paroesom. And it was when Paro sent out Klal Yisrael Fuloinochom Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem did not want them to go through the land of Plishtim. Why? Ki Korvu. It was close. Ki Yomar Elokim Penyinochem Om Beroisem Lchomo Vishovu Mitzrayim. Maybe when Klal Yisrael will see the war, they'll want to return to Mitzrayim. Now the Or HaChaim asked the question, like we know the Loshon Vayihi is a Loshon Tsar, a Loshon of pain. So the question is, why does the Pasuk have to use a Loshon of Tsar here? L'chura it should be a Loshon of Rina V'Gila. Like we're very happy now. Klal Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim now. It's a tremendous Simcha. So why does the Pasuk use a Loshon of Tsar of pain, Vayihi B'Shalach? And secondly, the famous question is, why does it say B'Shalach Paro, that Paro sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Really, we know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And really, the Medrash Rabbi asked the question, that the Medrash says, V'chi Paro Sholchom, it says that, Afilu Bilam Omar, Kel Moitzim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. And how come here the Pasuk says, V'hi B'Shalach Paro? That's the Medrash's kasha. And the Medrash answers, Hela Malamed Sho Yeparo Malavo Isa. That Paro was doing a mitzvah now, and he was being Malava, he was walking with Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And the Medrash ends off that Bischar Zeh, that Paro did this mitzvah of walking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he walked with them. There's a lav in the Torah where Sisoyev Mitzri, that Ladori Doris were not allowed to hate a Mitzri. Now the Mefarshim asked a question on this Medrash Rabbah, like, why does it have to bring down that Bilam said, Kel Moitzim Mitzrayim? Like, even without Bilam, we know from the Psukim, from the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that sent Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Why does the Medrash have to bring a proof from Bilam? And the Ma'am Leiz brings down to say like this, that without Bilam, we could think that maybe after Hashem gave the Esra Makos, now Paro by himself agreed to let Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. So then it would be good for he b'shalach Paro, that Paro sent them out, now Paro agreed to let them go out. So therefore the Medrash brings down that even Bilam HaRasha, we know he was the one that gave the counsel, gave the advice to Paro to try and kill out Klal Yisrael. He was the one that Keseda was trying to do Kishuv to help that Klal Yisrael should stay in Mitzrayim and not to go out. And the Medrash Yalkut says that for 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bilam was on top of Har Choshech, B'mokim Shel Aza and Uziel, and he was doing all different type of kishuf to try and stop the Jews and to make them return back to Mitzrayim. So you see that even after they went out of Mitzrayim, like Bilam did not agree with it. And for sure, he was the advisor of Paro. Paro also did not agree to go out. So when Bilam said, Kel Mitzim Mitzrayim, like he's saying, Paro for sure himself did not want Klal Yisrael to go out. It was not like Al Pi Derech HaTeva that Paro agreed. But Paro by himself, because he was his counsel, told him not to let the Yidden go out. It was only clearly Kel Moitzim Mitzrayim, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu that did it, Shloi Al Pi Derech HaTeva, that he took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's the Medrash question. Why does the Pasuk say, Vehi B'Shalach Paro Esom, Mashma that Paro agreed to let them go out now? It's not true. Even now, Paro did not agree. It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it al-pines that they should leave. And therefore, the Medrash answers that Ein Hachanami, the actual going out, Paro did not agree with. It was only Machmas Hashem. But once Hashem let them go out, now Paro did this mitzvah of Levoya, that Paro now walk with them to, like, malava them, to walk them out of Mitzrayim. And for this, he got a schar, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah now, lo titzoy of Mitzri, we're not allowed to hate a Mitzri. And the pshat of this mitzvah is that he had a kfias of his yetzara. Even though he did not agree to let the Klal Yisrael go out, and really he still hated them, but I call upon him now for this one second, when they were actually walking out, he held back his yetzara, and he did this kind mitzvah of being malava them, walking with them out of Mitzrayim. And b'schus zeh, Hashem gave him a tremendous reward back. And Mefarshim say, kal v'chaymah v'kal v'chaymah, that if a Jew does chesed with another Jew, b'avo, he loves him, he gives him teeth, he helps him along, like for sure, Hashem will give you back tremendous amount of chesed, l'dorei doris. Now the Yalshech explains the end of the pasuk that says, that Hashem did not want to let the Jews go through the near land of Plishtim, because it was too close, because Hashem was afraid maybe they'll want to return back to Mitzrayim. So he learns the pshat is because the first pasuk starts, the beginning of the pasuk starts off, Vayhi b'shalach paro esom, that paro, like now when they were going out, he was not by force, but at the end when they went out, paro was malav with them. Paro walked with them. So the pshat was, it's not the pshat now the Jews are like running away from the Mitzrayim without their permission. At the end, paro gave them permission to leave. So now, the Jews like were not in a matziv that they were rebelling and running away from Mitzrayim, because if they would have been like rebellious now and running away, they would never think of coming back anymore. But since the pasuk says v'hi b'shalach paro esom, like the Medrash says, that at the end paro was malava, paro walked with them. He like at the end gave them permission to go out. So therefore, it'd be very easy for the Jews when they see war later to want to return back to Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk says that Hashem did not let them go in a straight way, but rather, like we'll soon see, in a roundabout way, that it will be hard for them to return back to Mitzrayim. And this is the way the Or HaChaim answers his first question that he asked. Like, why does the pasuk say, Vayihi b'shalach paro? Vayihi is a lashon tsar, a lashon of pain. Like, really, we're talking about a tremendous amount of simcha, of happiness here, that Klal Yisrael is going out. And he explains like this, because who sent them out, like paro let them go out at the end, and he was malava them. And it was because of this that later paro ran after them by the Yamsuf. Like paro at the beginning let them go out, and now we felt bad about it, therefore he ran after them. So really, who gave all this tsar, all this pain to the Klal Yisrael, that they were afraid by the Yamsuf when they saw the Mitzrayim running after them? It was only because at the beginning, when they left, it wasn't the pshat that Hashem took them out, Shalei Barot and paro, like they were rebellious and running away. Because if they would have been like a rebellious then, that paro couldn't stop them, they just ran away from paro, then of course paro would not have run after them later. Like paro would have seen then, it's biyad Hashem, I can't stop them. But since at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them go out with the rotzen of paro, like the Medrash says, paro was malava them. So paro first agreed to let them go out. So then later, paro had charot, he felt bad they let them go, and he ran after them to the Yamsuf. So the tsar of the Yamsuf was because of b'shalach paro esom. That's what the pasuk is saying. Klal Yisrael really had tsar, had pain from the fact that paro at the end agreed to let them go out, and it wasn't really totally with the Hashem's taking them out, shalei b'rotzen of paro. Because if it would have been without the consent of paro, then paro would have realized right then and there, it's the Yad Hashem, I can't fight them, I can't even run after them, later to the Yamsuf. Secondly, the Balaturim says here that the pasuk says, Vahi b'shalach esom, he says, esom is b'gematria gam erev rav. In other words, paro did not only send out the chosh of the Jews, but he also let the erev rav, the mixed people, the mixed of the Mitzrayim, the mizgayer, like the bad ones, also go out with Klal Yisrael. And we know because of the erev rav, there was a tremendous amount of tsar Klal Yisrael had through the midbar. Like the Chet Hegel was because of them, Keseder and Keseder, they gave problems to Klal Yisrael. So that's also pshat in this lashon of tsar, Vayihi b'shalach paro. It was because paro let them go out, and when he let them go out, he even let Esom, the erev rav, also go out. Therefore, there was tsar pain later to Klal Yisrael. Whereas if it would have been that right now only Hashem was taking them out, could be then there wouldn't have been the erev rav. If it would have been that paro didn't give the consent at the end, just Hashem forced them out, it would have been that the erev rav would have not gone out, and then there wouldn't have been any tsar for Klal Yisrael later on. Now another limud we learn out from this first pasuk is that Hashem is saying the reason why he didn't want to take them in the short route, because he was afraid when they'll see the Muhammad v'shavu Mitzrayim, they'll want to return back to Mitzrayim. So first of all, the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make that there'll be Muhammad, there'll be wars? He could have made it that Klal Yisrael will go into Eretz Yisrael without having any Muhammad. Like, let just the Goyim there be afraid of the Jews and just run away. And really, there's a Yerushalmi and Shvius that says, when Klal Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, the HaGirgorshi, they ran away from Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Africa, because they were afraid of the Eden. and the mechama was only with the next shish alamim that was left over. So the question is, why did Hashem make also the other six nations just to run away from Klal Yisrael? And the pshat is, like really the Gemara in Brachos says, that Gimel Matonas Toivis is Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Fekulam Lanitnu Ela Aydei Yisurim. There are three big presents that Hashem gave to us, and they were all with hardship. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Habah. Torah we got through hardship, Eretz Yisrael through the war, and what then Olam Habah is only after going through a hard life of Yisurim. In other words, that Chazal say, L'fum Tzara Agro, the more you work to do Ruchnias, to do Avodas Hashem, the more you get out of it. The more chashuv the ruchnius is, the matanas of Hashem are, the more yisurim we have to get it. See, Eretz Yisrael was such a chashuv a thing, Klal Yisrael could only get Eretz Yisrael through having mechama. That's a metzius. But now that Hashem knew we had to make it through mechama, Hashem was afraid that Klal Yisrael through a derech koruv would return, so Hashem had to make them go through the midbar, a much harder way than the midbar, it's hard to live, there's no water, there's no food. Hashem had to bring down the man, bring down the bear, all because Hashem did not want them to have this hard test of going through Derech Plishtim, that maybe they will return. So here we learn out that a person is not supposed to put himself in a test. If it's a place that's a danger, he may do averus there, it's hard to be a Jew there, run away from that place, don't be there. You're not supposed to put yourself in a nisayin. You're much better off being in a place that it's easy to do mitzvahs. You're amongst Jews. You're away from the tumah. That's what here Hashem did not want them to go through derech Eretz Plishtim. And some of Hashem say ki korovu means because Eretz Plishtim had the same amount of tumah kamat as Mitzrayim. Just like Mitzrayim had tumah, Plishtim also had tumah in it. So Hashem did not want the Klal Yisrael to go through a land of Plishtim that had a tremendous amount of tumah, because it's a tremendous nisayin. Even though it's easier to live there, but just the fact it's easier to live there than the midbar is not a reason to put yourself into danger with yiruchnis. So therefore, Hashem brought them through the midbar. That in the midbar, it's not a ruach atumah there. There's no sacrifice of the ruchnis there. Even though you have to come on to panosa from Hashem, that's yidura that Hashem has the power to mafanas Klal Yisrael. And if it's a question of giving up your ruchnias or your panosa, you have to worry more about the ruchnias not to lose it, and worry less about the panosa. That's this limud that Hashem has the power to mafanas Klal Yisrael, but I call upon him, you have to keep yourself away from danger not to lose your ruchnias. Then pasuk yudches vayase velukim esam derech amidbar yamsuf vechamushim olu v'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Rashi learns Pshat v'chamushim means they came out armed. Klal Yisrael took with them their swords in order to go to have mechama. Because even though they saw all the great nisim that Hashem is doing, still the klal is ein semchem al nes, and you have to go up to be ready to fight. Then the next pasuk says that vayikach Moshe satzmas Yosef imoy ki yashbei yashbias b'nei Yisrael ima pokod yifkod l'kim eschem v'alisim etzas moysam yizeitchem, that Moshe went to bring up the bones of Yosef, because he promised to take him out of Mitzrayim. And the Chassam Sofer wanted to say that the first pasuk talks about the Chamushim. Klal Yisrael came out ready to fight with their armory, but you have to realize the Iker Koyach of Mechama by Klal Yisrael is B'chus of the Tzadikim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu went to take up the Yatzmus Yosef, means to take up the Schus of Yosef at Tzadik, and it says that God Tzadikim Kedoylem Yosef Mimaseihem Sometimes the tzaddikim could protect Klal Yisrael more after the Misa than they did when they were alive. So that's the smichus of the psukim here. That Klal Yisrael was preparing themselves for Mechama, and Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing himself with the schus of Yosef that he should be megan protect Klal Yisrael. And that this is also very good. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis that says that Bezchus Yosef Nikra Hayam, because of Yosef there was the Kriyas Yamsuf. Ksivocho Vayonos Vayetziach Hutza, says that Yosef ran outside. Uksivosom Hayom Ro Vayonos. Ma Ro, what did the Yam see? Atz Moisev Sho Yosef Ro. It saw the bones of Yosef. So like we're saying now, it's Bezchus Yosef that Yosef at Tzadik was Megin, protect the Klal Yisrael, that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. Agav, Rabbi Chaim Shalev Tzitzal is Masber this Medrash. Like it says, what was the schus of Yosef? That the pasuk says, Vayonus Vayetze Yachutza. that when Eishes Potiphar was fighting with him, so it says that he left his clothing and ran outside. So the question is, what was so great about this Meister alone that he ran outside without his clothing? Like, what would have been so long if he would have stayed there another second and, like, pull his clothing away? We should have pulled his shirt away and go out with the shirt. What was so great the fact that he left his shirt there? It says, Vayonus v'yetze achutza. And he was mazbel, like we said before, a person is not supposed to put himself in a nisoyin. If you're in a situation that you don't know if you'll be able to hold out or not, to do the aver or not, run away as soon as possible. That was Yosef. If Yosef had to wait another second there to fight, to worry about taking away his clothing, it could be, couldn't have held out. Maybe that last second he would have given in to her. So he didn't take any chances, and the second he had to run away, he ran away. That's a tremendous chus. And b'schus zeh, Klai Yisrael was zeichah to kriyas yamsuf. She, Posek Tazayin, says, V'yato horei mesmadcho, now lift up your staff, u'neteyath yodcho al hayom u'b'ka'eyu, and put your hand over the yam and split it. V'yavoyu v'nei Yisrael b'socha yom b'yaboshen. Klai Yisrael should go through the yam in the dry land. And again it says, Avini hinani mechazek es leiv Mitzrayim, v'yavoyu achrayim, v'kovdoi b'farwa b'chochelu b'rich b'faroshov, v'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Again, that Hashem will be honored through Paroi, that everybody will realize, ki ani Hashem, v'kovdi b'farwa b'rich b'faroshov, when I will be honored through Paro and his chariots. So the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe, v'yato horim mesmadcho, lift up your staff, on the teyas yodcha, and stretch out your hand. So, Manashach, do you have to use the staff, or do you have to use your hand? And the Medrash says that the Pshat is that the Mitzrayim was saying that the reason why Moshe brought the 10 Makos was because of the Mata, because of his staff. But if it wouldn't have been for his Mata, he couldn't have done any Nisim, like it wasn't from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So therefore now, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, V'yato Horing. Horing means lift up, the Medrash says it means take it away. A Lashon of Silaku. Take away the Mata, and now Moshe Rabbeinu, you use your hand. On a Teyes Yodcho al Hayom. And the Kli Yoker explains why Bedavka by the Kriyas Yamsuf now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu want Moshe to use his hand and not the Mata. And he says the Pshat is, by all the Makis, whatever Hashem was doing Lamalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to do Mi'ein Zeh Lamata. Now we know through the 10 Makis, is always called Etzpa Lekimhi, that each Maka was like an Etzpa, like a finger of Hashem. The 10 fingers, the 10 Makis. So therefore, staff is like a finger. So that's why each one by the Makis, Moshe Rabbeinu always used the staff. Mashenkin, when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, here the Pasuk says, V'chol ha-shinevayah Yisrael as the Yad HaGadolah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, by Kriyas Yamsuf, used his Yad HaGadolah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also now had to take away his staff and use the Neteyes Yodcha to use your hand, the dogma of the Yod HaChazaka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Pasuk Taka says later, that V'yah Yisrael as the Yod HaGadolah. And it says then, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi. That was the real Emuna. Like now we saw clearly, it's the Yad Hashem, the Yad HaChazaka. There's nothing else. And from this, Klai Yisrael got their Emuna Shleima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe. And now it's good, the Medrash, that the Medrash says in the Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that it says, V'yah Yisrael, es hayod ha-gadol asher osu Hashem b'mitzrayim, v'yiru ames Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi. That now, they, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael had yiras Hashem, they were afraid of Hashem, and they had v'yaminu b'Hashem, they had total emuna, trust in Hashem, v'Moshe Avdoi. And the Medrash Rabbi says that ad kam loyhoyu yireyim es Hashem, Mikan v'yelech ho-yirei emes Hashem. That up until now, Klai Yisrael did not have this mid of Yirei Hashem. But after Kriyas Yamsuf, now they became a Yirei Hashem. And the Medrash is very shver. There's a kasha in the Medrash. Like really, we know Klai Yisrael just got finishing a whole year full of Nisim. The Yes and Makas took him out a whole year. They saw 10 Nisim, 10 Makas, and Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That should have brought Yiras Hashem. How come the Medrash says first now by Kriyas Yamsuf, is Vayiru Omes Hashem? What was great about Kriyas Yamsuf over the Makas that happened in Mitzrayim? And what we're saying now, it's very good, that by the Kriyas Yamsuf, this was the Yad HaGadolah. There was no in-between, there was no Mate, it wasn't just the Etzpa-like, it was Mamish the Yad Hashem that Klai Yisrael saw. And furthermore, the Beis Halevi explains that there was a difference between the Esra Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Esra Makos really was brought, like we always spoke out, Mida Keneged Mida, that the Mitzrayim did bad things to Klal Yisrael, even though true Klal Yisrael had a gzeira, they had to work in Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim didn't have to make them work so hard. The fact they made extra work upon them, the hardship we spoke about, they didn't let them wash themselves. Therefore, the Mida Keneged Mida, the Yesra Makas, was like a punishment back to the Mitzrayim. So from that alone, Klal Yisrael did not see so much the Yad Hashem, that Hashem is helping Klal Yisrael. They only saw the way Hashem is punishing back the Mitzrayim for the bad that they did to us. But now by Kriyas Yamsif, this was the first pure Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael directly, that Klal Yisrael was saved, had Hatzolah Gemurah now, and the Mitzrayim were killed. And from this, they came to have an emissary, Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over Moshe Avdoi, that they saw from these Nisim, that Hashem is not only like paying back punishment to the Mitzrayim, but the opposite, He's coming to do Toiva, to give a complete Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. So here they really saw the greatness of Hashem. Therefore, from these Nisim, it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem over Moshe Avdoi. Then in Pasuk of Beis, it says, V'yavoyu v'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosho. Klal Yisrael went into the Yom in the dry land. V'yamayim lohem choyma miminam u'mismoilam. And the water was for them for a wall on the right and the left. And the Medrash says that the wall protected them. Now the Pasuk says here that B'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosho. Like first it went into the Yom, into the water, and then it became dry. And later in Pasuk Chof Tes, it says the opposite. There it says, U'v'nei Yisrael holcho v'yabosho b'soich hayom. Klal Yisrael went into the dry land, b'soich hayom, in the middle of the water. V'amayim lehem choyma miminam b'mismoilam. And again, the water was for a wall for them on the right and the left. And the question, why does the Pasuk have to repeat itself again? And here also, the word choyma is without a vav, it's a choser. In the first, in Pasuk Chav Beis, it's with the vav, and here it's without the vav. And the Mialko Dashins, that choyma without the vav means chema, that Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael. Like we know, the Malachim were tying into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you saving Klal Yisrael? Halal wave the Avoy Dezora, the Halal wave the Avoy Dezora. So the Kliyoka wants to explain the two psukim like this. There were two different kitum, two different categories of Klal Yisrael. There were the tzaddikim that had total emunah in Hashem, and they deserved to be saved, and they went into the Yam when it was still water. They went to be Moisa Nefesh, and then it became B'yabosho when they went inside. That's the first pasuk. That's Vayavoyu V'nei Yisrael. Usually when it says B'nei Yisrael, it means that tzaddikim v'chashuvim. They went in B'soich Hayom, when it was still water, they went in to be Moisa Nefesh. And then B'yabosho changed into dry land. And for them, Taka, V'amayim Lehem Choyma, with the Vav, the water was for a wall for them and protected them. But the next pasuk in Chof Tes, it also says of B'nei Yisrael, but here it says, Holcho V'yabosho B'soich Hayom. First they went into the Yabosha, means these were the people that did not have that much trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they did not go to be Moisa Nefesh. They did not go into the Yam when the water was still there. But they first waited until it was split and it became dry. And after it was dry, then they went in. And for those people it says, V'amayim lehem choyma, without a vav, that Hashem was angry at them, and it was a hard decision whether they should be saved or not. But still it says that Vayosh Hashem b'yomus Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim, that Hashem did save the Klal Yisrael at that time, and everybody Vayah Yisrael Mitzrayim meisas vasayom, and we said they became to a tremendous amount of V'yaminu b'Hashem over Moshe Avdoi. There also we know in the pasuk before that says V'loy korav zeh ozeh kol alayla, that the Medrash Dashins, that the Malachim wanted to say Shira that night, that usually it says by Malachim V'korav zeh ozeh v'yomar. So here the pasuk says, though v'loy korav zeh ozeh, that the Malachim did not come together b'shas the Mitzrayim were drowning in the Yam Suf to say Shira. Like the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa yodai tovu b'yam v'yatoy mashira, that since now the Mitzrayim are drowning in the Yam Suf, it's not a time now to say Shira. And the question everybody asks is that right after the Kriyas Yam Suf, like we'll still go through it, Klal Yisrael said the Shira back to Hashem, they sang the Yaz Yashir. So you see, you are allowed to say Shira, even Al Maisa Yodai, Tovu B'Yamsuf. And some of us want to learn Pshat, there's a difference. That at the time, Mamish, when the Mitzrayim were drowning and dying, that's not a time to say Shira. But afterwards, Avada, there is an inyan to say Shira Tashem, like we said, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'moshavdoi, through the Mitzrayim drowning and dying, Klai Yisrael saw the Yad Hashem, and they became to have tremendous amount of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that there's a tremendous inyan to be v'simcha, and to give back Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like they say a mashal, if he gives somebody an operation, even though you know he needs it, and after the operation, he'll become better, and everybody's going to be happy after the operation. But I call upon him, b'shas to the operation itself, everybody is sad. Here also, b'shas the Mitzrayim itself was drowning, that Hashem said it's not a zman to say Shira. But afterwards, avad it's a zman to say Shira, and Klai Yisrael Taka did say the Oz Yoshir.
Then the Shira starts off, Oz Yoshir Moshe v'nei Yisrael Sashira Hazois Lashem. And then Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomru Lamer, and they said, Oshiro Lashem ki go go. I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he is so great. Sus v'roich voy roma vayom. So horse and his rider he threw into the sea. So on this first pasuk of Oz Yoshir Moshe, first there's one medrash that says, in the Mechilta that says, Oz Shor Ein Ksiv Kan, El Oz Yoshir Moshe, Nimtzinu Lameidin Tchias HaBesim Min HaTorah. That from this pasuk we learn out the meaning of Tchias HaBesim. Like it does not say Oz Shor Moshe that Moshe sang, but rather Loshen of Oz Yoshir, he will sing. In other words, there will be a Tchias HaBesim when Moshe will sing the Shira again. There's also a Medrash in Shemois Rabba that says on the pasuk of Tehillim, that says Nochon Kisacho Meyoz. That means Afopi Shemuel Mato. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always the Melech, Lenisiyashev Kisecho. But your throne was not established Ad Shomru Benecho Shira until Klal Yisrael said the Yoz Yoshir. Lekach Nema. Therefore, it says Nochon Kisacho Meyoz. That Hashem's throne was first established when Klal Yisrael said Oz, and Haino Meyoz Yoshir. So the question is, what is so great about the Shira? That the Pasuk says, Lochen Kisacha Meyoz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne was first established now by the Oz Yoshir. And the Pshat is, really, there's a Pasuk in Yishayo that says, Amzu Yotzarti Li Tehilose Yisaperu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klai Yisrael for the purpose of Tehilose Yisaperu. We should go back and praise, say over the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi says that Kloima Yitzirosom Shel Yisroel Shehem Tachlis Abriya. In other words, what's the purpose? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Klai Yisrael? That Klai Yisrael is the main purpose of the creation. And the Pasuk says Tehilosi Yisaperu. Means Rashi says Sheyomru Shiru Shvoch Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we should go and sing back and say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, we say this every Shabbos. We say that Lachain Chayvas Kol Yitzurim Lefanecha Lahoidos Lahalal Shabech Lafol Ramein. We say Lashon of Shekain Chayvas Kol Yitzurim. This is the chayv. This is the obligation of every person that was created to go and give back praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like the Ramban says at the end of last week's Parsha, Parshas Boy, that the Indian of the Torah, the Indian of doing all the mitzvahs, is that we should become to aid with, that we should come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and our purpose here is to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So when a person goes to sing Shira, to sing Shvach, praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows that the person came to this Madrega, that he realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything Hashem does for us, and he wants to only go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. And the only way a Jew could go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he first realizes the greatness of Hashem, what Hashem does for us. And that's why we dashim from this pasuk of Tchias HaMesim, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Moshe Mitzvashem will sing again, B'shast Tchias HaMesim. Because by then, that's going to be this man, when Mol Eretz Deya, everybody will come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the time when we could really sing back Shira to Hashem. After we realize everything that happens, we'll understand all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. And really with this, we can understand another medrash that says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oma Moshe, bi'oz chotosi lufanecha, uvoy ani mekalsecha. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chet before with the word of Oz, that Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Moshe complained to Hashem when he said Umeyoz Bosiya Parva Ladabir Bishmecho Horal Yomazeh, that Moshe complained that he went to speak to Paro and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for Klal Yisrael. So now Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini Mishabecho Bioz, I want to go and praise you now with the word Oz. Therefore Moshe now said, Oz Yosher Moshe. So what does now by the Shira have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu now, like doing tshuva, that he didn't realize it before he said the word Oz, Bosi? And the pshat is like we say now, that the inyan of Shira is to come to realize that all that Hashem does for us is for our good, and we want to go back and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Moshe Rabbeinu understood that all the gullus, any bad that happens to Klal Yisrael, really it's only for our good. Now Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for Klal Yisrael, like we spoke out in the parashas before, was only for the good of Klal Yisrael. So after you come to such a hakara, such a realization, then you could really go to say Shira. And the real realization will be by Yemos HaMashiach, by Tchias HaMesim, where then we'll understand that everything that happened to the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole history, anything that looks bad to us, really there's a reason, there's a purpose for it, and it's only for our good. And that's the time when we'll really be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. But now also, B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael came to this realization to see all the greatness, all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing to us, and because of this they went to praise and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Nochon Kisach HaMeyoz. That's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is established here, that we come to realize and go to praise back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Pasuk Beis, Ozi V'zimros Ko V'hili Lishua, Ze keli v'yan vehu, elokeyovi v'ramemenhu. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu was our strength and helped us so much, therefore we say ze keli v'yan vehu. This is our Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yan vehu, like I will glorify him. And we know the famous Chazal, the Dashins, his no b'fon of the mitzvahs. When we do a mitzvah, we have to do it nicely with the hidden mitzvah. That's a part of the mitzvah, to buy a nice lulav, a nice esrig. To buy a nice pair of tzitzis, a nice pair of tefillin, when you go to do mitzvahs, not to be stingy, but to spend the money to get a good mitzvah. That's called zekei livyan veyu, to be mahan HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our mitzvahs. And the pshat from this posik is that we're saying like back to Hashem, the same way you, Hashem, when you took us out of Mitzrayim, you showed us your great strength, you didn't stop at little things, but you did great things to us. You are anveyu, like you showed us the hiddur of your great strength. Therefore, we'll go and do back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do your mitzvahs, we'll also do them behidur, with a nicer manner, not just to free ourselves from doing it, but rather try and do it with our uttermost. And the pasuk ends off, Elokei Ovi V'Arei Memenhu. In other words, I will lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are we Mereimim? How do we, like, lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So really the Medrash says on this, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kishe Yisrael Oisim Ritzayno Yishol Mokom is Miskadel Shemoy Boilom. The way we are Meraimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's by doing His mitzvahs. So that's the Hemshech, that's Zekei Livyan Veyu. We have to do the mitzvahs nicely, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nisim to us. And when we do His mitzvahs the right way, that makes it, V'ramimenu, we'll extol, we'll lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll bring a Kiddush Shemayim in the world. The Ratzon of Hashem, that's called Varo Memenhu. I will, like, lift him up in the eyes of everybody else. Then it said, Hashem Mishmachom, Hashem Shemoy, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of fighting is not with a Kli Zion, with armory, but rather just with Hashem Shemoy, with the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then Makavoy's Paro Bechel Yorvayom, Hashem threw into the Yam the chariots of Paroi, Omivcha Shlishov Tubu V'Yamsuf. And the Chiddush here is that even though usually when you go to have war, the weak ones die first, and then die the strong ones. Here was the opposite, that first was drowned, the Markavois Paro V'Chelo, the strong ones, of Mivcha Shalishov. The best of his army, they were the ones to die first. It says, Yimincho Hashem, Nadori Bakoyach, Yimincho Hashem, Tiretz Oyev,
mean the same right here of the same right hand of Hashem that saved Klai Yisrael. That was the same right hand that drowned the Mitzrayim. That usually a person can't do two things with the same hand. Nir HaKadosh Baruch Hu did both with Yemincha Hashem. Then Uvroiv Goincha Tarois Kamecha Teshalach Haron Chachem Mechakash. That with the greatness of Hashem, He knocks down anybody that stands up against Him, which is say that goes on Losad Lovoi and Yemoy Samashiach Nechem Es Goy Gumogoy, that they'll be thrown away just from the greatness of Hashem. And it says, of Ruach HaPecho Nirmumayim, that the wind of Hashem, the walls were made, and it became like a dry land, and because of that was Omar Oyev, Erdov Hasek HaChalek Shalol, that the Mitzrim said, let's go after them. They thought it was a Derech HaTeva, that the Yam split and became dried, and they thought that it will stay that way for themselves. Therefore, the Mitzrim went after Klai Yisrael. And it says, No Shavto Beruchacho Kisomayom Tzolu Kaiferas B'mayim Adirim, that the same wind that before Kodesh Baruch Hu used to split the Yam Suf to make it dry, with the same wind that Kodesh Baruch Hu made now that the Yam coming down on the Mitzrayim to kill out the Mitzrayim, with the same breath that Hashem did the Nes for Klai Yisrael, Hashem again did the Amisa for the Mitzrayim. That's what we say, Michamoicho Velo Mashem, Michamoicho Nedo Bakodesh, Nerosilo Seisefele. And Pasha, these two Michamoiches are that first Hashem is doing the Hatzolo for Klai Yisrael, and then Hashem is doing the Ariga for the Mitzrayim, and Noisefele Hashem is doing wonders. And then it goes on that even the other nations became afraid of Klai Yisrael when they heard of these great Nisim, and it ends off Hashem Yimloich Lielam Voet. Like you're saying, Klai Yisrael came to this Hakoro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Lielam Voet. And then it said that even Miriam also said a Shira, Vatanla Miriam Shira Lashem Ki Gorgos of Rech Baroma Vayom. So Rashi brings down, where did the Nevi'im, where did Miriam get the Hatov Biyodo, where did she get the Klizemer to sing with? So Rashi says they were Tzitkonius, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they knew there would be a great Nes, and they took with them these musical instruments in order to be able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before Hashem said that even though the Pasuk only says a short Shira that Miriam sang, of course she sang much more, but the main purpose was here that the Noshim Stam maybe thought that she's going to sing like to thank Hashem for all the riches, all the gold that we got now by the Kriyas Yamsif, for all the Rechush. But no, Miriam said the Ikar we're going to sing to Hashem again is Shira LaHashem, not for what we receive, for the riches that we receive now by the Kriyas Yamsif, but she was also Makar Senior, we're going to sing back, because they were able to see now this godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she also sang to the Noshim this Shira LaHashem. Then the Pasuk says that Vayasa Moshe Yisrael and Vayechu Shloshes Yom Bamidbar Ploimotzu Moim, they didn't find water to drink. This is the Maisa, the water was too bitter for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them the eights and it sweetened the water. And the Kliyoka, the Merle Gemara says 3 days without water means that they didn't learn Torah for 3 days. Nikliyoko explains that they were busy worrying about collecting the gold off the Mitzrayim rather than going forwards to Mekabel the Torah. That was a very little bit here. And this the Pasuk says that Vayomer Hashem said, Im Shemoya Tishmo Lekol Hashem Lekecho, if you listen to me, V'hayosher B'yenov Tasev Yezant L'mitzvoysov V'shomarta Kochukov, if you listen to all the mitzvahs, Kol HaMachle Shesamti B'mitzrayim L'yosem Lech G'ni Hashem Afechem, all the machl, all the sicknesses that happen to the Mitzrayim won't happen to you, why? Kani Hashem Rafecha. Farshim said the pshat is that the Makkah in Mitzrayim was rishis, so Hashem wanted to give them punishment. Ma'ashenkem, when a Jew gets a Makkah, it's not the pshat that Hashem wants to do rishis to them, but Hashem always has a refuah for the Makkah. The Makkah is only to make us do tshuva, and then we'll have the refuah. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, Kani Hashem Rafecha, whatever Hashem does to a Jew, it's only a manas to heal him. But the Pasuk says, V'ha Yoshov B'ein of Tasa, what's right in your eyes you should do, and the Mechilta says it means Zemasa Matan, the way you do business actions. Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shekol Misha Noisev Noisem Bemuna, whoever does business with trustworthy, is Ruach Abriyas Noichemen of people like you, Umalmol Bakosev Kilu Kaim Kolatera. Consider as if you Makaim the whole Torah. And the Pshat could be, like I once said over this, from the Satmar Rebbe, Zeichet Talag Avrocha, they said like this, it really tells you, the Stira, it says, Lassad Lovoy, the first question they're going to ask you is, did your Kavei eat the Matera? And another Gemara says, the first question they're going to ask you was, V'nasata Be'emuna, did you do your business trustworthy? And he answered like this, that if a person does his business b'emuna, that's the way he could be kavei itim atayra. Like everybody knows, they have a time set aside to learn, they have a shiur to go to. What happens? Sometimes a business deal comes up, and because of the business deal, you just can't make shiur. But if a person would sit down to think, like, who is the one that gives me the panosa? Who is the one that makes these deals go through? Is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And therefore, the way we could do both things of kavei itim atayra and asata b'emuna, it's one and the other. Like the only way to be able to be kavei itim atayra, to come to shiur, is if you realize that even though sometimes you may want to miss because of a great deal, but if you realize that the deals are only because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would rather you go to learn Torah, so then you would not miss shiur and you would be able to be kavei itim atayra. So therefore, really one is totally in the other. And really that's what's the answer. Really it's one big question, that the way to be kavei itim atayra is to be nasata b'emuna.
Then the pasuk says after Chamishi, the pasuk Dalid, that Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hinani mamte lechem lechem min Hashemayim, I'm going to send down bread from Shemayim. V'yot zoom v'loktu d'vayoyim b'yoymoy, the klayis will go out and collect it every single day. Laman anasenu hayelich b'sarosiyim loy, that I'll test them to see if they go with my Torah or not. And Rashi said, "Vayoyim b'yoyma" means "Tzorach achilas yoyim yukutu b'yoymoi v'loy hayyum l'tzorach machor." You can collect today for what you need for today. You'll have enough food for today, but not today for tomorrow. And if you collect today for tomorrow, it'll just rot away. And the Medrash in his pasuk says that Nosati lechem tarosi she'tisasku bo yoyim yoyim. I gave Klal Yisrael the Torah that they should learn it every single day. Tichsiv Asher Shemeli Lishma Mezuzah Ispischi Lishkod Al Dosoisai. Yom Yom. Then the Medrash sends off the Hini Mamte Lachem Yom Yom Elu Divrei Medrash. That the Medrash makes a tzushtel here, just like there's an Indian that Hashem gave the mon every single day. Who are them supposed to learn Torah every single day? Now this Indian that Hashem gave the mon every single day, Dvayom B'yomoy L'mana Nasenu. Really, this is the yisoid of bitochen, to have a munin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the yisoid of Klal Yisrael is to have a munin and have bitochen in Hashem. Here Hashem gave Klal Yisrael food for that day, and for that day they had, and they did not know what's going to be tomorrow. When it comes tomorrow again, they have to come to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have bitochen every single day. And there's a big difference whether you give somebody once a big present that lasts them for a long time, or whether you give it to them every single day. If you give somebody a present once, and that's it, so true, he'll thank you right away, but that's it. Later on, he'll forget about you. He won't remember you anymore. But if you give somebody something every single day, so every single day you have to go back and give a present to him, and like, and you have to go and thank him back for it. Like really, Mefarshim say, that was the klola, what the Nochash received. When Hashem gave the klola to the Nochash, Hashem said, that what? Ofer teichel. He's going to eat now dirt. So the question is, what's so bad about that? Dirt is all over the world. He'll never be hungry. He'll always have what to eat. He doesn't have to worry about getting food from now on. The Nochash, the snake, was able to eat from now on dust, dirt. You have it all over. What's so bad about it? Mefarshim said the pshat is that Hashem like threw him away from him. Like you're not going to have to come on to Hashem anymore. Here it is. Everything you have ready once. That's it. And you're not going to. I'll have nothing to do with you anymore. And that's a terrible thing. Mashenka and the Yid has to realize that every single day he has to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to be close to Hashem. It's like you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day that you're alive. So that was this Indian here of the mon that Hashem gave to Vayoyim B'yoymoy. You get what you need for today, like we have to be makim and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous limud, that's the way it was supposed to be the whole lifetime. That every single day we get up in the morning and we say brachos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we got today. And more we forget it, we think we have it already, it's ours, we don't realize it. But that was this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them now, that every single day you're getting your hashpo, you're getting your mezainus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a tremendous chus, a tremendous toiva that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael now. To be madruch them, to teach them now, that these 40 years in the Midbar, what it means to come on to be tochen, like to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Medrash says, the same thing goes with Limud HaTorah. Like every single day we learn Torah, we have to feel as if it's something fresh. We're receiving it now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And that's time to get used to it. You learn it a long time and you think you know it already, or what's so great about it anymore, you lose your geschmack in learning. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Learning Torah also every single day, it has to be, like the Gemara with Dashins, called Yoyim V'Yoyim Nitnum HaSinai. supposed to feel every single day as if today you're Mekabel Torah from HaSinai. So the same way we got the mon every single day to realize, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way we have to go learn Torah every single day and to feel as if it's something new, the Chshivas of the Torah. Now, before in the past, you also said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chayk by the Mora, that he gave a few mitzvahs. Rashi brought down that he gave the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And the Farshim speak out, what was so great? Why did Hashem give the mitzvah of Shabbos before Kabbalah Satorah? So the pshat is that before we have the Kabbalah Satorah, you have to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have belief in Hashem to be able to receive his Taryag mitzvahs. So therefore, the Yisrael of Shabbos is the Munah and the Briyas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and rested B'yom HaShabbos, so Hashem gave this mitzvah Shabbos even before Matan Torah. And that's the sinyan also of the Manah, that L'mana Anasenu Hayelech B'sarosim Loi, that means in order to go in the derech of the Torah, you have to first have this Munah, this Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from this inyan of the mon, we come to learn to have Bitochen, have trust in Hashem, and with this we can go to learn the Torah. Also, like we spoke out before, it's very good, the end of the pasuk that says, Hayelech b'sarosim loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will test us now to see if we're going to be mekabel the Torah. In other words, this yisoid of the money is to have bitochen, have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that the parnasa comes from Hashem. So we spoke out before, if somebody would realize that, then he'll be able to spend a lot of time learning Torah. He won't feel that by learning Torah he's losing out in his parnasa. So Pasuk is saying now that if you learn the bitochen from the mon, with this Hashem could also test you to see Hayelech b'sarosim loy, will you spend your time in learning the Torah or not? And then Pasuk Hey says V'holya b'yom ha'ashishi on the sixth day erev Shabbos v'hechinu aser shayoviu shepepeir v'oyu mishnah ala shayukutu yom yom. Today on Friday there'll be a double portion. You take in twice as much on Friday that you last you for today and for Shabbos. Like the Pasuk later says in Pasuk Chavov, that Sheishis Yomim Tukatu, Uva Yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Yiyaboy. But on Shabbos you won't have any mon. And really the Zohar HaKadosh explains, what's the Inyan, how come, why didn't Hashem send down the mon on Shabbos also? Like we say now, there's an Inyan of having Panos every single day, to come on to have the Brocha from Hashem, the Vayom B'Yomai. So how come on Shabbos there was no mon? So the Zohar says, Amar lo yishtakach mona b'yom eshvi, v'shem dehu yoyma mizborchim minei kol shisa yoymin. Because from Shabbos, that's the Makor HaBrocha, we receive our Brocha for the whole week from Shabbos. V'chochad v'chad yoyv mizoyna l'sito kochad b'yom emihi brocha, the mizborchim b'yom eshvi. And from the Brocha we get on Shabbos, that's how we get our panasa the whole week. So really what the Zohar means to explain is like this, that a person has to realize that we work and work and work, we don't get our panos because of our work, but it's all rather it's the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And how do we receive the bracha? That's from the mitzvahs that we do, from the Shvisas HaShabbos, that the more a person is a Shema Shabbos, watches Shabbos, the rest you do on Shabbos, that makes that Hashem gives us a bracha, that because of that we'll have more panosah. Just the opposite from what people think. Some people think they can't be such a Shema Shabbos, they can't close their stores on Shabbos because they won't have enough panasa to live on. And here the Zohar is saying just the opposite, that the bracha that we receive to have a good panasa the whole week comes from the Shvisas HaShabbos, comes from the fact that we give up one day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovek with Hashem, because of that we receive a bracha for the whole week. So that's why it's good here by the mon, is the Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is giving us our panasa. He wanted to teach us that the panasa comes from the fact that we're a Shavas, we're a Shema Shabbos. The fact we rest, we have a Shmira Shabbos, the more of a Shmira Shabbos we have, the more of a bracha we'll have throughout the week. And that you do when people used to come to the Chofetz Chaim, and used to ask the Chofetz Chaim for bracha. Panasa is not doing so good, we need more money, give us a bracha. He used to say, you want me to give you a bracha? He used to tell them, be a Shema Shabbos, do the mitzvahs of Shabbos. The more of a Shema Shabbos you'll be, the more brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Like we know, this is the makor of the bracha of the whole week is Shabbos. So that's this limud here from the mon also, that Hashem B'davka did not send down mon on Shabbos to teach us that the more of a Shema Shabbos we are, the more brachas we'll have throughout the whole week. The Pasuk Zayin, it says that, that Moshe was telling, Moshe and Aaron was telling Klal Yisrael, Uvoike in the morning, Re'isem es kvod Hashem b'shomes lunaseichem al Hashem, that you're going to see now the kovod of Hashem, that you were complaining against Hashem, like now you're going to get the mon. And when Moshe ended off, V'nachnu mo ki salinu aleinu, like who are we, what are we, that you're complaining to us. So really the Gemara in Chulun Darshan's from this, the Gemara in Chulun of Peta says that Gemara says Nema Godla Nema b'Moshe v'Yaron Yosi Marsh Nemar b'Yavrom, that the Gemara that talks about that Hashem gave Gedula to Klal Yisrael, and all the Gedolim do is that the Mamayit, the Amnidas of Anivus, they made themselves like nothing. So says that Moshe said is greater than when that what Avram said. Dilu by Avram k'siv yonochi of a vefer. Avram answered back to Hashem, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm off of Yefer, dirt and ashes. Over Moshe v'Yaron, but Moshe v'Yaron, he says, v'nachnu mo, what are we? So Farshim tried to go explain, like the Gemara is saying, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Aaron said, v'nachnu mo, what are we? That's a bigger lashon of anivus than what Avram Avinu said, that he said, onochi off of Yefer. So Farshim go to explain, what's the difference? And Lechura both, Moshe v'Yaron is saying they're like nothing, Amidas of Anova, and the same thing Avram Avinu said, V'nochi of a vefer. What's the difference? What does the Gemara say that by Moshe, his Lashon of V'nachnu Mo was a bigger Madrega of Anivus than it was by Avram Avinu? Some want to say Stam, because by Avram Avinu he said, V'nochi of a vefer, Lashon of V'nochi, me. So in the word of V'nochi, it means you're something though, me. But by Avram, but by Moshe and Aaron, they did not even use the lashon of anochi us, but rather just v'nachnu mo, what are we? Others want to say, like the some say of a meisa with the bienes and Eibishtites. He says he once went into a city on an erev Yom Kippur, and he heard the way a Jew was saying vidui. He was saying in the mashkal nitzorti and he could die v'ashen nitzorti kilo nitzorti offrani b'chayik abechem b'misasi. He heard the way the person was saying vidui. He was like saying, like, what am I? I'm nothing. That's what the person was saying. So it says that Bionis and Eibishtitz, he felt very happy. He saw people, you know, mamash saying vidu the right way. Then it came the next day in Yom Kippur itself, and he saw the way this person received revi. He got an aliyah. He didn't get shlishi, but instead he got revi. And when the person got revi, he got all excited. Like, what are they giving me revi for? Look who they gave shlishi to. Who is he? Why is he any greater than me? How come he got shlishi and I only got revi? So it says that Rabbi Eibishtait went over to him and asked him, hey, what's going on here? He said, yesterday I heard you say the vidui, that you said very nicely, that what am I? I'm like nothing. So if you're nothing, so what do you care if you get shlishi or revi? What's the difference? How come today you're feeling bad while you only got revi and not shlishi? So the person answered back straight and he said, listen, yesterday I was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm talking to Hashem, me against Hashem, I'm nothing. Keneged Hashem, I'm nothing. But here the question is, between me and my friend, maybe I'm something? Like he had tainus, how come his friend got shlishi and he got revi? So good. He didn't agree with it, but I call upon him, you're such a madrega like that. As Mufash want to say, that's pshat here also. Avram Avinu, he was talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu said to Hashem, V'anoichi ofav efer, I'm nothing. So by saying that klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avad is a tremendous midah of anova. And when Avraham Avinu said it, he really meant it. Not like sometimes we say it and we don't mean it. But Avraham Avinu, he really meant it. But a kopon, he was talking to Kapla, he was talking against to Hashem. So when you talk to Hashem, about a tremendous midah v'anava. But over here, a bigger madriga than that is here, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Aaron was talking connected Klal Yisrael, so they said to them also, this Lashon of Anachnu Mo, what are we? So if they say this Lashon against Klal Yisrael, like even connected another boss of Adam, we feel like we're nothing, that's a real midah of anova. But he's always explained this inyan of anova, it's not really to say that we're nothing, like we can't do anything and be miyayish, I can't do mitzvahs, I can't do anything. That's shtus. What a person is supposed to feel is that he's great, and he has the koyach, he has seichel, he has das, he has the koyach to learn Torah. He has the koyach to do mitzvahs, he's a great, every single Jew is a great person, the fact that malaya of mitzvahs. The pshat is we just have to realize that it's not our power, it's not us that get the yashakayach, but rather it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the emes amida of anova. Then Pasuk Tezvavit says that Vayiru v'nei Yisrael, and the b'nei Yisrael saw it, they saw the mon, Vayomru ish el ochiv, monhu, like, what is it? ki lo yodu maho, they did not know what it was. V'yoyme Moshe layem, hu alechem ashen osan asen lochem liyochem. This is the bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, lochem lochle, that you should eat it. So the question is, if it was mamash lechem, mamash bread, what does it mean they didn't know what it was? And we're like, what was the question, what was the answer? And also here the Pasuk says, v'yiru v'nei Yisrael. It doesn't just say, v'yiru ha'om, the nation saw, but it says, b'nei Yisrael. And we know usually when it says, b'nei Yisrael, it means the tzaddikim. When it says, tam d'om, that means like the Rishoyim there of Rav. So Pshat could be like this. Like really in the Gemara in Yumer it says, that the Gemara says, in the Pasuk it says, there's lechem, it says ugois, u'ksiv etochnu b'rechayim. It says by the month, these three Lishoynis, that it was bread, or else it says it was ugois, or else it says they had to grind it. So Gemara answers, tzadikim lechem. The tzadikim, when they collected their mon for the tzadikim, the mon was mamish lechem, was edible. Beinanim ugois, the middle ones, it was like dough that they had to still bake it into cookies. Rishoyim v'tochnu b'rechayim. For the Rishoyim, they had to work hard. They had to first like grind it and make flour out of it. For them, they had to work in order to be able to eat from the mon. And the Masho explains, it doesn't mean like mamish, it came down differently for the tzadikim or for the Rishoyim. What came down in Hashemayim was the same thing. Just when a tzadik went to eat it, it was able to eat it right away. And when the Rishoyim went to eat from it, they had to work hard before they could eat from it. So Divrei Cheska wants to explain, that's beyond this pasuk here, that Vayiru v'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael means the tzadikim. When they saw this simon, they asked, like, what is it? In other words, they did not know how to eat it. They did not know if you're supposed to eat it the way it is, or whether you're supposed to bake it, or you're supposed to grind it. What are you supposed to do with it? So in this, that Moshe told them back, no, v'yem Moshe leim hu halechem, this is the bread that you're allowed to eat it the way it is right now. Hashenosan Hashem lochem liyochlo, that Hashem gives it to you, teed it the way it is right now, for the tzaddikim, you were able to teed it the way it is. They didn't have to work to do anything with it. The Leidem Pasuch of Zayin says that v'hibayim hashvi, that yotzu minom lulukot v'lematzol, that the Rishoyim still went out on Shabbos to try and find the mon, but they did not find anything. So Pasuch says that v'yim Hashem ha-Moshe, Adono meyamtem lishma mitzvayis v'sarosai, ru ki Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos. You should see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Shabbos. Al kein hu noisun lechem b'yom ha-shish lechem yomoyim. Shvu ish tachto v'yetzi ish b'mkoyim b'yom ha-shvi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos to rest and not to go out. From here we learn out the Yisatchumim. You're not allowed to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. First of all, the Pasuk says, Ru, you should see. Another, what do you mean to see? In other words, we're able to see when Shabbos is from the Mon. As on Shabbos, the Mon did not come down. And the Pasuk says that what? That Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos. Hashem gave to you, lochem, like to us, Shabbos. Before Shema Madayek, like this, you say that Shabbos is different than Stam when a guy has vacation. Shabbos is not just vacation. Vacation by itself just means you have off. You don't have to work. You could rest, take it easy. But there's no lochem, there's no gain for you yourself. Hashem came by Yid, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos, the pshat from the Shvises, the rest of Shabbos is not just to rest and not do any work, but it's supposed to be lochem. It's supposed to gain kedusha, bracha from Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's what we gain, to get the bracha from Hashem, to get the kedusha from Hashem. The Kol Hashem of Shabbos is mekadosh karoloi. The mekadosh Shabbos, the way you're supposed to, you receive tremendous amount. It's not just stam the absence of work, but it's called lochem that we receive from Shabbos. And then Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says that uvenei Yisrael ochlu es hamon aboyim shona. The Klai Yisrael ate them on the 40 years when they were in the Midbar. Ad boyim al Eretz Neshova, still they finally came into Eretz Yisrael. Es hamon ochlu ad boyim al Kitzei Eretz Kenuan. And the Pshat is, we know that Klai Yisrael, the 40 years they spent in the Midbar, that was the Pshat that's supposed to work themselves over. Like they went out from the Tumas Mitzrayim, and now they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, they had to work over themselves to become clearly in the Amun and the Betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mamash, they live with Nisim Kiseida. So to live like that forever, there's no kunz, you can't live that way. Because there's no, your own work. It's Mamash easy to be a Yid in the Midbar. That you saw Mamash, the Yoimam, you saw the Anon, you saw the cloud, you saw the Eish, you saw the Mon, you saw clearly the Yad Hashem. There was no like Nisoyin then. So for 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them in this Madrega, in order that later when we come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll be able to be a real Eved Hashem to do the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to. That's the way a lot of Mefarshim explain that we find so much terumos, that Klai Yisrael was complaining so much during the Midbar, some Adana Kavzchus, that the Pshat is Klai Yisrael thought that they were at their Madrega ready, that they didn't have to live like this to receive everything from Hashem, to see the Eish, to see the clouds, to see the moon. They felt they were at the Madrega ready, they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael already. We're at a high enough Madrega to do the mitzvahs. We don't need this extra special siyua help from Hashem. That's why in the Moshon of Chazal, the Chazal call the Dor HaMidbar Oichlei Pagi. They ate unripe fruit. In other words, they were jumping. They wanted to go out of this matzev, this way of life. But Kodesh Baruch Hu felt, no, it's not kedai, you need it. Before you can come into Eretz Yisrael, you first have to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us and shows us clearly the Nisim of Hashem, then we can be able to be on our own, with our own bitachon, with our own emunah. Then at the end of the parasha, it talks about the Mechemas of Amalek, that the Pasuk says, Vayovoy Amalek, Vayolochim Mim Yisrael Berfidim. Amalek came and fought Klai Yisrael Berfidim. We know the famous Chazal, the Darshins, and Refidim El Rifin Yodayim. They were weak. The Fisherofu Yisrael Yodayim Midivir Torah, because Klai Yisrael didn't learn Torah strong then. Therefore came upon them the sign of Amalek came. And later the Pasuk says that V'hoyah kasha yore Moshe yoda v'gova Yisrael u'kasha yoniach yoda v'govra Molech, that when Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands, then Klai Yisrael was winning. And when he put his hands down, then Amalek was winning. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains this, that kol zaman sho Yisrael mistaklen kalpe malo u'mishabdim eslibel navi'en shebashemayim hoyim esgabrim. It means when Klai Yisrael was also doing the mitzvahs the right way, that's when Klai Yisrael was winning. Before Shemir, like here you see by the Mechemas HaMolek, it wasn't enough Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, but it had to be that the whole Klai Yisrael was Meshabed Libam, in other words, became strong again, was Mekabel upon himself the Yol HaTorah to learn strong. The question is, why against HaMolek wasn't it enough Moshe's tefillah? And the pshat is because HaMolek has this chus of Esav HaRosham, that the bracha Esav was that when Klai Yisrael was Berifian, that Esav is Govar. So therefore, in order to win over Esav, it had to be that the whole Klai Yisrael was Meshabed Libo Navi and Shabashmayim. Therefore, it wasn't enough just Moshe's tefillah, but it had to be that the whole Klai Yisrael was Meshabed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop.